Hello, everybody. I am still riding off of the high from the Orlando trade show. So all last week we were there, had an absolute blast. And I'm going to walk you from the start to the finish there throughout all of it and kind of go through the pain points and the emotional roller coaster that we had from day one. Now, a lot of people don't know, but when a trade show is coming up, it's 2 to 3 months worth of planning, thought process, everything that goes into it to make sure that we put our best foot forward. And so what you want to do at any trade show booth, and this is not just for me, you want to have a lasting impression. So you have all these little gimmicks and all these little ways that you're going to have the client interact with you. And we kept brainstorming how it was going to go through. Now, I'm going to have my team throw a couple pictures up here while I'm talking. But these are the back of the t-shirts that won our little internal contest. But we had about 30 different ways to say it. Because we have square quote, right? Only square people know how cool it is. Or the square ones win. Or something little fun saying that we're going to put on the back of the shirt. So these are the six that actually won the awards here. And we actually put them on the back of the shirts and wore them. Mine, the one I ended up wearing was square up on your competition. You know, so it's just fun little things to go ahead and do. So we had to, you know, have our little contest inside. Once a contest, whoever won, then they got to place on whose shirt there was going to be worn. And then we had to go get those shirts ordered. So that was number one. Number two, we wanted to have a fun experience. So we decided, okay, if anybody signs up at the show and takes advantage of our show special, let's have them ring a bell. I mean, that'd be fun, right? You ring a bell, it's really loud. Everybody kind of gets your attention. It's kind of like when you hit the, you know, the jackpot at a casino, you know, the noises go loud and everybody says, oh, who's the winner? And you feel special because it's you that making the noise. So I go, okay, let's get a bell. So I got a big old bell about this tall, you know, came down, made a good racket. I'm not going to lie. It was a good bell. And then on top of it, I was like, okay, what else do we want to do? Why don't we take pictures with them? So each one of the person, the companies that signed up, why don't we go and have them, you know, hang out next to us, and all of us, all the square quote people, were going to do it, you know, sit next to them and take a picture. Well, then now it turned into a logistics problem. So we're sitting in our head thinking, okay, how's this going to go down? Let's have the customer ring the bell. We take all their information. Then we say picture time. And then no matter what you are doing, the other employees of square quote, what you are doing, stop what you're doing. Come over, take a picture, and then go back to the clients that you're working on. And we thought that would be kind of a neat experience to kind of get the 1, 2, 3 punch to feel good. So, all right. So we kind of get that laid out. We kind of have game plan in our head and we're like, okay, let's go ahead and take off for the airport. We pack our bags. We head down to the airport. Everyone shows up on time. Nothing big. The flight, perfect, simple, easy peasy. And then right afterwards, you know, we land. You burn a whole day going from the West Coast to the East Coast. There's nothing new there. And so we land at 7 p.m. By the time we get checked in our bags, it's 8 o'clock. We're looking for dinner. We're a little tired. And then by, you know, 9 o'clock, we actually are sitting down at dinner. And we found a little Cuban restaurant to which the guy had unlimited drink options. So we got a couple of mojitos. Some people got tequila old fashions, all the different Cuban drinks that they had. It was a lot of fun. Enjoyed it. The bartender actually came over and was kind of telling us how she was making the drink. So, you know, it was fun. It was a little bonding session for the six of us over at Square Quo. Go to sleep, wake up at 8:30. And as we're walking to the trade show to get our name badges and start to set up our booth, Marissa looks at me and she goes, Aaron, did you get the bell? To which I flash, and that bell is sitting on my counter at my house in San Diego, California. So I went, crap, no, I didn't. Oops. She goes, well, order it now and ship it to the hotel. Great idea. So I get on Amazon, I type in the hotel's address, and I go ahead and get the bell. And I said, okay, it's ordered, it'll be here tomorrow. We walk down to the trade show, we get our name badges. Nice lady on the other side of the booth helped us out immensely, got our name badges and no problem. And we walk over to our booth. All three boxes are there. And we're ready to go. Now, if you haven't seen a trade show when it's being built, good God, the amount of people that are moving around at breakneck speed, it make your eyes roll. It's intense. Forklifts are going by. Everyone's beeping and honking to get out of the road. They're trying to move big rolls rug in. They're trying to move other boxes in and out and empty boxes. It is pandemonium. They don't turn the ACs on for when you're breaking the booth down or when you're putting it together. So expect to sweat a lot. So everyone's in their gym clothes. We get all three boxes, we unload them, and we say, okay, let's build the big tower first. So we start breaking the tower down. We get to the first level of it. Then we're like, okay, we got the big overhead hanging banner. We have to build that. We have to set it in front of our booth. And then that's it. We're kind of stuck because they have to hoist it up on the aerial rigging system to go up above our booth. Bless OCC's heart, the Orange County Convention Center. Those guys are there within 15 minutes of asking to be there, and they hoisted it right up. Now, it's actually really cool. In the Las Vegas, they use a boom lift. Here in the Orange County Convention Center, there's a guy strapped up to a wire on the roof, and he's literally just hoisting it all the way up. So it was very cool to watch him do it. Did it? He hoisted it up, tied it off, called it a day, and then moved on. So that was really neat to see. Within 30 minutes, we're back to the races, putting the booth back together. We got to get the flooring all put down. Now, we had bought these little squares, these 2-foot by 2-foot squares of foam, and they had to wrap around all of our little vertical places, all of our TVs, and then around the big tower. Well, again, the team had put me in charge of bringing scissors. And guess who forgot scissors? This guy. So then I had to go and play Where's Waldo, but for scissors. And I had to go walking around the convention center asking anybody if they had a knife or scissors. About the 10th or 11th person I asked for magically had them. Thank goodness. And I was able to go back to our team and I'd give my apologies and hand the scissors over, to which we started to do carpentry and cut these little squares out to make it match everything. Once we got the floor done, then we got to start erecting the vertical tables and our vertical walls there that are going to hang the TVs. We have all of our terminal sessions. About 1 o'clock, we started to nitpick at each other. I might have been first. I'm not really sure. We're not keeping score. But at the end of the day, you could see it was 1 o'clock and everybody was hungry and we're all starting to get hangry. So I kind of looked around. I realized I was starting to snap. And I said, you know what, guys, why don't we stop for lunch? To which immediately resounding from everybody, yes, please. I went, oh, okay. I overshot that one by an hour. I should have gotten lunch about an hour earlier. We stop what we're doing. We head out. We get lunch. We come back. Everyone's full of energy, recharge. Everyone's got a smile on their face. You could tell you're like, okay, we were just hungry. That's all it was. A little jet lag, a little food. That's all we needed. Get back to the booth, finish it within 2 hours. Ended up taking us 7 hours to put this booth together. But it is what it is. You know, it's a big booth, 20 foot by 20 foot. We're one of the big players out on the showroom floor. And we're like, okay, this is what we got to do. Go back to the hotel. We had like 2 hours of pool time to sit and relax. Now, if you've never been to the Hilton Orlando, it's on the top 10 most enjoyable lazy river experiences. And it has a huge lazy river. I'd say it'd probably take you about 10 to 12 minutes to make one lap around this lazy river. So it's really big. The girls loved it. A couple of them hadn't been there before. I'd been there a bunch of times. I was on the couch just kind of drooling on myself because I'm tired, I'm beat, and I know what's coming. I know what's about to happen. We get dinner at the restaurant. Nothing to write home about. You know, it's hotel restaurant food. You know, it's not bad, but it's not great either. And then we went to sleep for the first day. We get there on the first day. Now the trade show floor looks nothing like when we were setting up yesterday. There's rugs down. There's AC. All the lights are dimmed just right. All the signs are hanging saying what row you're on and where's going. It is professional to the nines. And you're like, okay, wow, time to go. In this showroom floor, if you've never been, you owe it to yourself to go. But for the guys or people that are listening, it's huge. I mean, 700 exhibits minimum. There's just rows and rows. And it goes, well, we're talking 3/4 mile by maybe 1/4 mile. I mean, that's how big this convention is. It is a monster. It's a beast. And so you get in there and you're just overwhelmed. I'm going to say your first emotion is this is a lot of information to take in. And I'm an exhibitor. And this is my 10th time showing on this on behalf of SquareQuo. I couldn't even imagine a first timer. You know what? I lied. I can. I know exactly what a first timer feels like because I still have those same emotions when I walk on that showroom floor for the first time. You look up and you're just like, how is this humanly possible? I'm like, okay, let's take it all in. Let's get to our booth. Let's set up. So we set the computers up. We turn the TVs on. We set our server up. Everything's set and live. And then all of a sudden, you hear the announcer go, the ISA Expo is now open. And the lights go a little bit brighter. And all of a sudden, you expect a flood of people. Well, we're in the back because that's where our booth is. So there's no flood of people for like the first hour. And then all the emotions start to show up of how much money did I spend on this booth? Why am I not talking to anybody? And I will tell you the anxiety because this trade show, like for me, that cost me a little over $60,000 for this trade show from start to finish. From the flights, the hotels, renting the booth, renting the labor to set up the booth, break it down, freight of the trade show. The freight alone was $7,000. Get the booth there and get it back. You know, there's a lot of money. So you're like, okay, $20,000 a day. We got to do X amount of things, make break even here. You know, there's a lot of anxiety that starts to build up, especially for an owner because it's, you know, it's your money that's getting launched out. Hour three goes by and the first customer shows up. And it turns out to be an existing customer. So we can't make a sale. But the existing customer comes and goes, oh, I just want to see you guys. I really appreciate all of what you guys have done. You've changed my business. I'm going to tell you right now, I know exactly what my costs are. I know exactly what my forecasting is. I can't thank you. No, thank you so much. So we all shake hands and gives hugs and he walks off. I'm going to tell you right there, that's where the anxiety dropped. Right there in the trade show. I'm getting so nervous about spending all this money. We're not going to do anything. This guy comes up. Might have been an angel. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But he came up and dropped all the anxiety, all of our fears and whatnot disappeared. And instantly we're like, okay, we're here for a reason. This is going to be a good show. This is going to be good. Not only did he leave, but two companies came up and said, we've been looking at you for almost a year now. Can you please show us a demonstration one more time? All of a sudden, one terminal showing, second terminal showing. 20 minutes later, a third terminal showing. Now we have three going and I have an existing customer talking to me in front of the booth. Now our booth has energy. It's starting to move. It's starting to flow. Now all the good vibes are coming. Everyone's starting to smile more and excited to be there. And all of a sudden a company comes up and goes, we're here literally to only see you. It's the whole reason why we came to Orlando. All right, here we go. Fourth terminal sets up. Now we have all four exhibits, demonstrations going on at the same time. I'm talking to an existing customer outside the booth. And little did I know, or behold, that I completely forgot about, we had hired a video crew to kind of get captured part of it, right? To kind of see it. And so we can share it on social media and share it with you guys later on and see all the cool things that happen in our booth. They had been sitting there with their hands in their pockets for now 4.5 hours and we hadn't had any footage whatsoever. So he puts the camera on his shoulder and starts walking around taking footage and filming of this. And I look at him and I have this look of, oh, oops. And I totally forgot that person was here, supposed to take videography of all of us. So I quickly mic'd up my existing customer. We got some footage of him talking about what he's done for his company. You know, the good and the bad. I want the truth, no matter what. And we start showing the truth. Now there's smiles. Everything's going on. And then we get our first sale. First ones that had walked up ended up being there for 2.5 hours and they made the sale. So this is company number one. You know, there's the picture here you guys don't see. That's them smiling. Of course, we are smiling because we got the skunk off the boat and customer number one is now up and running. They leave. An existing customer comes and sits down and goes, hey, can you show me the new toy that you guys have done? He goes, this is new reporting for customer profitability. Can you show me how this works? Not a problem. So Crystal comes over, sits down with the gentleman and starts showing him the customer profitability. Now we still have all four terminals running. Another couple comes up. I have no idea which sign company they're from. So forgive me. I wish I'd told you names here. And they sit in the front of the booth. And I said, I'm so sorry. We have all the terminals running right now. Is there anything I can answer for you? They said, nope. We were told by a friend we have to see Square Coil. It's the only thing we do at the show. Well, that's amazing. What a great accolade right there. So I was like, oh, well, let me talk to you. I'm the founder. Let me help with this. So I asked him about their business and their 11 employee shop. And I told him, you know, kind of stits what they see without software was a company we see with software. And we see about a $30,000 increase in revenue per employee once Square Coil is 100% implemented in their system. So in about 6 months, we start to see those numbers. He looked at me and said, $30,000 uptick in revenue per employee. I said, yeah, exactly. There was another gentleman standing at the side of him. I don't even know his name. He looked at me and he goes, I don't believe those stats. And I said, well, those are statistics. I can't help you, but this is exactly what we found from our system. He goes, you're lying. Turned around and walked away. Now, for the person that did that, if you are listening to this podcast, I'm sorry that the truth hurts, but that's exactly what it was. It's $30,000 per revenue per employee is what we're seeing statistically across the board. I want to take a moment to talk about true champions that are helping the industry out, and that's Wendy Graves. You guys have all known her for Women in Science. She's been pushing that for quite some time, but she's also made a new alliance to help the industry out, and that's with Make It Happen Signage Academy here. I don't want to get this wrong here, so I'm going to read right from this. www.signage-academy/MIH-glance. That's the information. We're going to go ahead and put it at the bottom of the show notes here and on this clip so you guys can click on it. She's going to be working with the Make It Happen Signage Academy for the Illuminated Signage Bootcamp, what's on the front lines, teaching project managers, sales, and everything in between. So definitely sign up for those things. Wendy's been doing some great work, so you definitely want to support her, and you're going to learn a lot. The guy in front of me goes, are you serious? I said, that's what we've been seeing. Some get 25,000, some get 40,000. But on average, you know, the top of the bell-shaped curve, $30,000 revenue per employee is what we're seeing with our software. He goes, I'll wait. And I said, well, I'm talking to you right now. So he goes, no, I'm going to wait for a terminal. I want to see the whole thing. That gentleman stood there for 20 minutes until one of the terminals broke free. Sat down, was down there for an hour and a half. Ended up leaving. He came back the second day with somebody else, asked more questions, left. And on the third day, came back with more questions. He ended up signing up on the third day. So very, very cool. It was neat to see them have that whole, you know, I got to sleep on it. Okay, I really think this is a good idea. Saw some more second level questions. And on day three that he launched. So very, very neat on that aspect. Halfway through the day, I have a younger gentleman come up. I want to say his name is Jim, but don't quote me on that. So Jim came up and I said, hi, my name's Aaron. He goes, oh, I know who you are. I listened to the podcast. I said, oh, I appreciate that. I'm all, did you get any words of wisdom? He goes, we every Thursday morning wake up and while we're eating breakfast, we listen to your podcast. And I was like, well, that's amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, what have you been able to implement in your company? He goes on a tirade for a good 15 minutes, how they implemented production, how they talk about, you know, owners and how many times that you can, you know, steer the ship, so to speak, by looking at your profit margins. You know, I've always said that if you have, you only look at your profit and loss statements every month, you're only steering the ship 12 times in a year. And that's not enough. You need to steer the ship 365 times in a year. You need to know where you're at on your projects at any given day so you can affect it in a positive nature. So he was explaining to me how they started to implement those processes and policies. He's just tickled pink. He ended up asking me to sign a book. He ended up, we got pictures with him. And then his dad walked up and almost verbatim had said the same thing the son did. So really neat, really cool. I'll tell you what, right now, that energy is probably what's going to push me for another year, year and a half doing this podcast. If I never get one extra piece of positivity, that alone is going to push me. So thank you guys very much. Thank you, Jim, for coming over and talking with me. Really, really appreciate it. Day one ends. We got 39 leads. We got 39 leads on day one. The lights go off. And the film crew's there and they goes, we got like 2 hours. That's all we got. And I said, I understand. It's okay. I'm still rusty. I'm getting my sea legs back, so to speak, for the booth. Let me go ahead and set up for the second day. First day, we all get off the show. You know, we had all our anxiety. The show goes well on day one. We go back. And Jeannie, who was on this podcast a couple of times, you know who she is. She goes, let's get shots for the table. So we all do a round of tequila shots. And then we all get dinner. And some of the girls go, we're going to go to ISA Rocks. So they take off for ISA Rocks. And Jeannie and I go to the bar where there's a whole bunch of sign guys. And we knew this is another area to, you know, market, advertise to. So she walks up. She talks to two guys. I believe they're from Husky Signs. And she goes, you guys want to get a round of shots? And the two guys look at her and they're like, a hot blonde girl's asking me for shots? Yes. And I was laughing. I'm like, that was a horrible mistake. That was such a bad mistake. So we get another round of shots, to which the bartender behind the corner, she goes, put cinnamon on an orange and that is your after hit. And it's going to be make the tequila super smooth. Now, me being white, I have never heard of this before. I have no idea what you're talking about. So I was like, all right, let's do another round. So now we're three rounds deep on top of the beers and drinks we had at dinner. And now everyone's smiling and giggling and smiling and whatnot. We got at the bar at 8:30. We left at 11, drunk as shit. And go to bed. I wake up the next morning and I know what's happening and I know what's going to do. So I run down and buy two breakfast sandwiches and eat them within like 30 seconds. I didn't taste it. No, not at all. Just in the stomach. And then I bring her what she wants. Now, you guys got to laugh at this because I don't drink coffee. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. I don't drink coffee. You even remotely send me to Starbucks and it's like me landing on Mars. I have not a freaking clue what that restaurant is, that store. I have never been to one. I've been to one and I stood in line and got a water with whoever was drinking the coffee. I have no idea what Frappuccino, mocha, latte, I got nothing, absolutely nothing. So Jeannie goes, you need to go get coffees for us. I'm like, okay, fine. So I go down there to the little Starbucks wannabe place. And she texts me the order and it says mocha. So I look at the lady and I go, mocha. And she goes, chilled or hot? It just says mocha. I don't know what's chilled or hot. So I text her. She doesn't text back. I call, doesn't text back. I'm like, what do most people order at this time of the day? She goes, it's both. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. Flip a coin, hot mocha. She goes, white or black? This is why I hate you people that drink coffee. What the fuck is all the different reasons for? Why? Just pick one name. You guys got to take a lesson from the Hispanic culture. It's all the same ingredients. If it's folded this way, it's a taco. If it's rolled up, it's a burrito. It's the same ingredients, but they have different names for it. You just have one word. Why do you do this to me? So I finally get a hot white mocha. I bring it up. I set it down on the counter. I go, take a taste. I have no idea what I ordered you. She goes, it'll work. She walks away. She didn't take a taste. What do you mean it'll work? I could have said coffee. Why haven't... Seriously, that's like saying I want a soda and then you send me on a wild goose chase for zero Coke. Why? It's the same damn flavor. All right, that's my tirade. I'm getting off the freaking Starbucks run. So we get the coffee, we get down to the sale room floor, the food's kicked in, the coffee's kicked in, and we're all kind of little hazy, but that's okay. We're going to start day two. Camera guy's there. He's got us all mic'd up. He goes, let's start rocking. Now, right across the way, and I'm literally saying right across the way, I can throw a rock and hit them, is my direct competitor. Not going to say their name. I'm going to be polite here, but my direct competitor. Don't really like to be right in front of my competitor. I want to have my own area, not seeing what's going on. Gentleman comes over. And then he goes, and I forget his name. Again, my apologies. And he goes, hi, Aaron, how you doing? You know, I'm the head guy over there at Software X. And I go, how you doing? Obviously, you know who I am. He goes, yeah. And he goes, I listen to your podcast all the time. And I'm like, oh, espionage, got it. And he goes, no. And I told him that. I was very, if you meet me, I'm very blunt. And I go, oh, espionage, got it, okay. And he goes, no. Man, I loved on episode 42 where you talked about business and this. And on episode 48, you talked about this. And this guy rattled off at least five different episodes and how much he resonated with him and his business and whatnot. And we had a great conversation. He was a fan. I'm going to say that. He was a fan and he just liked where the podcast was going and he appreciated all of it. So he sat there for a half an hour just talking me up, asking me more questions about podcast episodes and whatnot. And he leaves. The girls over at Square Coil come swarming in. They're like, what was that all about? What's going on? What's happening? I said, I think he's just a fan. They're like, are you sure you didn't give him any trade secrets? I said, I didn't give him any trade secrets. And they were just baffled. You know, I was too, to be honest with you. I'm going to fast forward and kind of skip ahead. He came back over on day three to have the same conversation about different episodes of the podcast. Almost like he went home and did his homework. So for that, if you're a fan, bless your heart. Thank you very much. I'm glad. I hope you get something out of it. And at the end of the day, if you ended up building something in your software that works better for your customers, hey, a rising tide floats all boats. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it all day long. The second day was pandemonium. We showed up. We had about 30 minutes to ourselves at the beginning because, again, more trade shows in the back. And then all of a sudden, all four terminals were going and we had a line. We had a line for 2.5 hours at our booth, people waiting to get demonstrations. Could not believe how good this was going. And then around noon, this gigantic whale shows up. Now, I can't say their name, but they're a gigantic sign franchise. There's only like two or three. It's not going to be hard for you to figure out who they are. And they said, we are looking at moving to different software platforms and you are on our top of our list. Yes, come over. Instantly, the girls got me and they said, Aaron, you're doing this demonstration. I said, talk to me. I know what you guys need. What's going on? We do a demonstration for half an hour. They had a whole bunch of acronyms behind their name. We had the COO, the CFE, the CEO. It was just, it looked like alphabet soup on the business cards they were giving me. And I given the demonstration for about 40 minutes, said, we want to do an in-depth video and demonstration with you guys in the next couple of weeks once we leave the trade show. But so far, we're impressed with what you see. Now, you wait a long time to get in a shot like this, and I am definitely not going to squander this opportunity. So we have already on Monday ran and worked for Upwork for three more programming engineers. We have gotten 52 resumes back, and now we have found three of them, and three of them we're going to give tests to and see how well they program. Those are our favorite three so far. But we are moving at light speed to make sure this franchise is so happy with what they see, they have no choice but to go with us. So this whale comes and goes. And we're like, I'm sitting here just giddy going, this is the shot that we want. Like, how amazing is this? And then somebody goes, hey, I got a question about accounting. And I'll be very honest with you. I didn't care. I was riding this high so much over here that I didn't really care about this little question over here. So it took me about 5 seconds to go, that was awesome. Be nice. Okay. How can I help you? And then we walked over and talking about accounting for another half an hour with this other gentleman. And I can't remember if he signed or not. We got his information. But it was just such a high that I will tell you that that meeting ended up making me have insomnia for the rest of the night. I did not sleep one wink Thursday night, maybe an hour, hour and a half of sleep is all I got. I was sitting there putting all the pieces together. I knew what this franchise needed. I know how to build it for what they need. I know so they can grab mass data and see how their franchises in a region as a whole is doing. I was coming with all these ideas of how to make sure that they market correctly. We're going to get launch of CRM manufacturing. I knew all the pieces they needed. And I sat there and just, you know, had my own little brain squad race with myself for the 8 or 9 hours. For those of you who've been here, I'm sorry. It's rough, but it is necessary if you're going to take on big whales such as them. So very excited, very, very pumped. As those demonstrations and those meetings continue, I will be sharing that on the podcast of how it's going. And once they sign, because I do believe if you manifest your dreams, it'll come true. When they sign, I can't wait to tell you their names and how many are coming on board. So day two is going on. Video crew's got us mic'd up. We're getting testimonials from existing people. And then I decided to do something I've never done before. And you guys will see these videos on social media over the next coming weeks and months. People that signed up at the trade show that never heard of us, I mic'd them up and said, why did you choose us? I just want to hear it. Just why'd you choose us? Great testimonials on those guys where they've heard. And it turns out what one of the ones that kept coming up over and over again, the people that we interviewed was, everybody keeps talking about you and you have nothing bad to say. I'm sorry, but no company has zero negativity. But the negativity's got to be this small compared to all the positive, the point that we're just getting the positives. That is amazing in itself. That is that, you know, I can dance on those words for the rest of the night, the rest of the day, the rest of the week, just hearing that. So very cool, very neat to see all of that. Very excited to hear that. We had some great ideas come to. People said, hey, it would be really neat if the software had this report in a quarterly and a monthly. We couldn't agree more. We got that in the queue to get built. But Thursday was just a great networking event, having to do a square crawl and everything else built. Thursday night, there's a big party called Howl at the Moon. Now, I spent all my energy on the dance floor, so to speak, of the trade show all day long. When I got off that trade show, death became me. The alcohol from the night before took over. I was done, and I parked myself at a restaurant inside the hotel. I had dinner. I went to the bar. I looked around, didn't see anybody, thank goodness, and walked into my room, and I was passed out by 8 p.m. until about 9 o'clock, and I woke up and had the insomnia. But we've already talked about that. So day three, way more chill. Didn't have nearly the amount of demonstrations that we had. But, you know, we did have people coming up and saying, I don't have time to see your software, but everybody keeps talking about you. I'm going to scan this badge and please call us next week. We had about 20 or 30 of those over the course of the 6 hours on the last day. All said and done, trade show's all over with. We had 165 leads. 10 of those leads signed up at the show. We've already gotten 4 more companies sign up since we've been back for only 3 days. And we actually had 2 companies chase us down on Monday because we weren't fast enough to call them back to say, we want demonstrations. We want to get this up and running. So was the trade show success an unbelievable success? Was it a lot of stress and headache? Well, yeah, that's usually what happens. You know, it's going to be harder because or else everybody would do it. So the trade show was a lot of fun. Saturday morning, we woke up. Nobody had a hangover because we had to learn our lesson from Wednesday night. We broke the booth down in a record time of an hour and 45 minutes, to which we then got to spend 3 hours at the pool before it was time to leave for the airport. And since it was Orlando and we're all from San Diego, we thought we could handle the sun. We could not. So now there's 6 people that are all burnt, skidding onto the airport, and we flew home. That was our trade show. That was Orlando. I must have met easy 100 to 200 people. I walked around and asked a couple of the trade show specialties if they'd come on the podcast. We've got a lot of good feedback. So we're starting to have emails roll in of guests that are coming on. Until they say yes, I don't want to tease you with it, so I'm not going to give you those, but big names, big, big names that have been in the industry for 40, 50 years. We're getting the president and the COO to come on and talk to us more about it. So I'm hoping to give more knowledge and more industry knowledge on that one. For the people that came on board for Square Coil, welcome to the family. Thank you very much for all of this, for your time. I really appreciate all of that. For the people that still are on the fence, just do what everybody else is doing. Sign up. Can't go wrong. It'll be fine. Thank you guys for listening to it. We had a blast last week. We've been back for 5 days now. I'm just now starting to get a normal sleep schedule. My energy is finally starting to come back. As far as I'm concerned, alcohol is the devil. I want nothing to do with it. But we're going to get there one step at a time. And hopefully next week we'll be making all our league calls and going from there. Talk to you guys then.